I just wanted to remind you that God loves you and that no matter what's going on today, that God is in control and that no matter if the stars fall out of the sky or the mountains begin to shake, that God is in control and He loves you. And He wants the best for you and He knew your name even before you were in your mother's womb. Ever since then, ever since before then, you were always part of the plan. You're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. You've made a difference in somebody's life. You've changed a life through God. You are loved. You're holy because you are son and daughters of the King of Kings. Royal blood passes through your veins and nothing can take that away. No matter how much the devil wants to rip you away from the arms of Jesus Christ, he cannot. Because you belong to the heavenly realm. You belong to something much bigger than he is. And his life, Satan's life, is written. He will be thrown into the lake of fire. With the smell of sulfur in the air. With all those who follow him, with all those who want to be part of his malicious, evil circle. And we see that on the news a lot. We see a lot of bad things happening in the world. We see a lot of situations, like trafficking situations and war, threats of war. And when we look in the Bible and see that there will be rumors of war, there will be political strife. There will be violence and even parents turning against children and children against parents. And there's a lot of sad, negative, depressing things going on. But I wanted to remind you that even though we live in the broken world, God is bigger than all this. He will come back and it's all going to be okay. And while I want you to enjoy happiness in life, while I want you to just feel these beautiful things in life and like cake and family and I don't know, little things that you love, food, your favorite food. I want you to know that there's something called joy that exists, and joy is big. It's great because joy says no matter what horrible things are going on, you have an inner peace that you know everything's going to be okay. And this inner peace is what is really hard to achieve. A lot of times we focus on the things that we want now. The things that we promise ourselves that if we get it, we'll be happy, and then we're not. So I just want to pray for you today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for all the beautiful things you provide us, Lord. Please help us find the difference between happiness and joy, Lord. Let us feel joy. Let us understand joy. Please expand our hearts and let us understand through the Holy Spirit what joy is. How we can have everlasting happiness and everlasting life through you. Please, Lord, give us comfort in this world that is broken. Please give us comfort and strength and guidance so we can make the good decisions, Lord. Please let us not despair over all the bad things happening and just always remind us of your presence. Please forgive us of our trespasses and anything that we have done to hurt others or anything we have done against your word. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us be the best versions of ourselves, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.